It is good news that the Fulton Hogan, the contracted operators, are on site, and their product and machinery is here to effect the repairs, which currently is scheduled to be completed around the 9th of April. So that's a little bit dependent on weather and any other hiccups that might occur, but that's looking pretty good because they've been able to start on time. So that's a good start. And you know, that'll mean that we can have our airline partners from New Zealand, Virgin, up here, you know, sometime around, you know, the second or third week of April. And at this stage, Virgin has their flights open from the 1st of May, so that's all good news as well. So people can book to fly to Vanuatu on Virgin from the 1st of May. And, of course, they can book to fly to Vanuatu right now with Air Vanuatu, who are continuing to fly along with Solomon's Air, PNG, Air Calam, and Fiji Air. So we've got five services coming in and out of the airport on a daily basis. So Air Vanuatu is open for business. They've got some competitive fares in the market, and they're operating their normal Sydney and Brisbane schedules, and also operating some extra flights out of Brisbane over Easter, and two flights a week out of Auckland.
So plenty of flights still throughout this whole crisis, if crisis is not overstating the case, which begs the question, therefore, maybe Air New Zealand and Virgin have been a little overcautious, a little premature, because I'm not aware there have been any incidents at the airport.
Definitely not. And in fact, you know, for the Air Vanuatu's independent engineer rated it as, you know, as a lot better than some of the strips you'd see in Australia. So, you know, I think the measures that AVL's taking on a day-to-day basis to ensure that the airstrip is free of any FOD or any other problems is working. And so that's all good news.
So in light of that and in light of what has unfolded over the last month and a half or so, might some of the tourism operators in Vanuatu have a case for pursuing Air New Zealand and Virgin for compensation for loss of custom, basically?
I think with the way their businesses are probably tracking at the moment, Richard, that's the furthest thing from people's minds, as much as they'd like to think so. Taking those sort of giants on legally would be fraught with danger, I would have thought. And I would also caution people when talking like that, because these companies have immensely successful safety records in their respective countries and their international carriers. So, you know, we can't question their motives or their reasons for cancelling those flights. We have to get on and get the repair work done. It's unfortunate because the ongoing effects have been catastrophic for forward bookings, and that's the biggest issue, where people have cancelled bookings well beyond the period of the repair works, and that's creating a lot of cancellations and refunds, and it's a very similar impact to what Cyclone Pam had on us last year. So it's just a double whammy for the hotel and resort operators, and also for all the tour operators, and it filters right down to the suppliers and the local people as well that are supplying product to resorts and things like that.
You mentioned the obvious impact of Cyclone Pam, and plainly what has happened with the airport in recent weeks has exacerbated what happened throughout, essentially, well, for the last 9 months at least, 2015. But I'm wondering, with Fiji obviously in a similar situation now compared to what Vanuatu was in a year ago, I mean, might some tourists who are thinking of heading to Fiji perhaps prefer to go to Vanuatu?
We'd like to think so, but unfortunately we're not seeing a lot of that. And the main reason is that the Fiji's main tourism regions around Denarau and down on the Coral Coast did not suffer too much damage or at all. And so they're really straight back to business, and the airport's open. So they've been very aggressive in their marketing, in getting people to either retain their bookings or not to book elsewhere. So they're able to offer them the bookings. Certainly there's some very, very damaged areas up in the north of Eaton River and Vanuatu, but, you know, that is away from what is the bulk of the hotel operation.
So looking to the future, you've referred to the need for an aggressive marketing campaign in Vanuatu. Now, I guess similar to that already underway in Fiji. So when you see people within the industry already describing 2016 as a write-off, I mean, aren't they being a little premature? There's still 8 months to go. I mean, the damage is not entirely irretrievable, is it?
Not entirely, Richard, but the fact of the matter is that we're missing a very, very, very important booking period. People book forward in January and February for the school holidays in July, which is the New Zealand and Australian winter, and the actual inquiry rate is been the scary part for a lot of people. The inquiry rate's just really, really dropped off. Fortunately, we do have a marketing campaign which will be rolled out in Australia around the end of March. We brought that forward in response to our association and the other members of the private sector really lobbying government and the VTO to move that marketing forward and to sell into the periods, you know, from April right through to November with a really good message. So that'll be something that'll be out into the Australian media, you know, within the next, you know, we hope it'll start probably around about the last week of March.